I'm grateful to be with you again for Central Moments. We're completing week 9 today of our 40-week journey through the Bible. Israel has been set free from their Egyptian slavery, but they have not yet reached the land that God had promised them, the promised land. They're in between where all of us are in our lives who have come to Christ. We're somewhere between being set free from Satan's power and yet having come to the destiny that the Lord has for us. And we're told in Exodus 19 that on the very first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. And it's going to be here in the desert of Sinai and on Mount Sinai that God will give the Ten Commandments, the world-changing, famous Ten Commandments that wrap up the heart of all that God would ask of us as his followers, because they itemize in a little bit of detail what it means to love God and what it means to love one another. And in preparation for this, verse 3 says, Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, from Mount Sinai, and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob and what you are to tell all the people of Israel. And quote, you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt. This is now God. God's saying to Moses, say this to Israel on my behalf. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And if you've been saved, if you come to Jesus, if his spirit has touched and changed your life, you can truly say, although some of it may have been hard, but God has borne you on eagle's wings. He's carried you. You've soared over the powers of darkness that tried to hold on to you. Your sins are now forgiven. You're free in Jesus. You're on your way to God's destiny for your life. He's carried us on eagle's wings, and he's brought us to ourselves, to himself. And this always is the reference point for us. Sometimes we fall back into this self-made spirituality, where I just got to get everything right, and I got to do all the right things, and I somehow got to earn God's favor in my life now. And if I mess up, it's just going to be a problem. It's a little bit different when you're in Jesus than that. Yes, he doesn't want you to mess up. Yes, he wants you to obey him and to follow him. But the emphasis is not on what we do for God. The emphasis is always, first of all, on what God's already done for us. This is the life of grace. We stand in Christ, not because of how I impress him, but because how Jesus died in my place and satisfied the justice of God. And now in the risen Christ, in a relationship with him, we not only follow Christ, the Bible says we are in Christ. My standing in Christ means my sins are gone. I'm righteous in God's sight. I have his spirit. I have his authority. I have his favor on my life, not because of me, but because I am in Christ. This is always based on, first of all, what God has done for us, not on what we do for him. We will serve him then. We will obey him, but that's not where it starts. It doesn't start with all the pressure on me. So verse 5 of Exodus 19, God goes on to say, not only did I carry you on eagle's wings, but if you obey me fully and keep my command, then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. This is exactly what God wants. He's looking for us. But you notice there was a troubling if clause. If you obey me and fully keep my covenant. And that would fail time after time. The if clauses that are dependent on us always fail without a new covenant. And this is what Jesus came to do. That's why Paul writes in Romans 8:3 these powerful words. For what the law, they were about to get the Ten Commandments. What the law, however, was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. You see, the law is holy. It tells us what God requires of us. But the law is also weak because our flesh, our sinful natures make us want to rebel against God. So for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but we live according to the Spirit. Because of what God has now done first for us in Christ, making his resurrection Spirit available to us, defeating sin in the body of Christ, now we can actually live pleasing in obedience because we have power beyond the sinful inclinations of our flesh. And I just want you to open up to that today. I just want, he's carried you on eagle's wings this far. Don't go back to striving in your own flesh. Don't go back to all the pressure being on you. Let's take our stand in Christ. And by faith, let's receive the power of the Spirit by which we can live new lives. Lord, to that end, we pray today. We thank you for what you have done for us. Lord Jesus, keep our eyes on you. Keep our faith in you, we pray. My God, we get so disappointed with ourselves and we think that you must not like us and all of these things. But my God, help us to have a new revelation of what it means, not to just try to follow Jesus, but to be in Christ and to have the resurrection power of your Spirit to do what the law could not do because our flesh was so weak. Thank you that you put to death the works of sin in us. And we live a new life by the power of your Spirit. And may our dependence be on you and not on us today. And may you help us live that new life in Jesus' name. Amen.